This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If it is on the website, it is in stock. Not just ammo, they have accessories. I mean, they have some of the hardest to find magazines available for semi-automatics you can find. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Right now, we have a little populist movement going on across the country. And that train keeps rolling on and on for years. 2A advocates like me have fought tooth and nail to ensure that no American was left without the right to obtain a carry permit. But now there's a new, more salutary standard that is becoming fashionable, and that's the abolition of the permitting system in its entirety. 2015, 20 states added their names to that list. This is called by a lot of people constitutional carry. This is states in which Americans do not need to obtain permits before legally carrying guns. Now, this year, it was three. Last year, it was three. This year, it could be as many as five. And after that, well, that could open up the floodgates. Over at the Crime Research Prevention Center, John Lott Jr. Notes that the number of constitutional carry states will reach 16 or 17 by the end of this year. Now, 15 years ago, there was only one. Two, if you count Montana, which is a mostly constitutional carry state, and Vermont being the other one. And that 30 years ago, most states had extremely restricted permitting processes to boot. This new development is very, very, very good, considering what we're trying to get with reciprocity across the nation. Elections, as it is said, do indeed have consequences. With Missouri, West Virginia, and Idaho coming into the permitless carry club last year, 12 states right now allow people to carry without a permit in all or virtually all of their states. This includes Montana, which allows people to carry in about 99.4% of the state. I don't know what the 6/10 of the percent of the state you're not allowed to carry in Montana. Maybe somebody can help me. Maybe Tim is listening or something. 2017 is shaping up to be a banner year for more states passing more of these laws. They're looking at Indiana, Kentucky, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota. Tennessee is considering allowing open carry without a permit, though it is already quite common in most states, except here. Other states that are considering this legislation but unlikely to pass constitutional carry include Colorado. They won't pass a legislature, and if they did, it would be vetoed by the governor. Minnesota, vetoed by the governor. Texas, unlikely to get out of the state legislature, and Utah, governor would likely veto. To illustrate how dramatic this little change is, if you look at it in a visual form, you can start to do a little prognosticating. Now, looking at it, what you see is the beginning of trends. When you look at the, and, you know, I'm trying to describe a graph to you, which is great radio. The states that are considering it are about nearly twice as many as passed it last year. Now, not every state is going to be inspired by its neighbors. If Indiana nixes its permits this year, one rather doubts that Illinois will do the same thing. But there is a logic to the political geography that cannot be easily escaped. Which is to say that, sort of like the electoral map, if you would, we may eventually get a large, contiguous, permit-free area in the middle of the country, based on the makeup of their legislatures, the affiliation of their governors, and the political center of gravity. These are the states that could plausibly pass reform over the next 4 years. And if I'm right about that, that will make constitutional carry the law in 65% of the U.S. and for 35% of the population. If you were to add in Florida, which isn't entirely implausible, you get to 41%. And that's not bad from a standing start. Not bad at all. It's becoming a trend, and for those that were out there that were saying, well, you know, we shouldn't have national reciprocity, we should have constitutional carry. Do you see what we're trying to do here? We're trying to build a machine, if you will. A machine where it's happening on more than one front. Now, if the entirety of the United States went to constitutional carry, which is unlikely, then we have that, don't we? If you're in a state where they have constitutional carry, and you come from a state where you have constitutional carry, I don't know how that will work. If there's reciprocity, maybe you'll have to get a permit. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. But it is definitely good stuff. It's a good time to be an American, I think. And, you know, watching the fake stream go through their stuff and everything else and all the things we're hearing on the coming from the left. This stuff passes by. I mean, the gun grabbers are going to come out against it, of course. Of course they are. But they're not getting covered. That's the problem. They're not getting the coverage that they normally get because there's so much else going on that the left is just having a conniption fit over that poor gun control. They're just sort of like a redheaded stepchild. You know, I make mention of things like this suppressor, this suppressor thing coming out of the Washington Post with Spitzer. And, okay, fine, but I mean, that's falling on deaf ears, and everybody that knows anything about suppressors knows that he is 100% wrong. And none of us look at the sound of a gun going off as a gun safety feature, but that's all beside the point. We are moving slowly, but we're picking up steam. We're picking up momentum. It's getting good in some states. Although, on the other hand, I read today that Tennessee lost a lot of reciprocity with a lot of states. And I don't know what that means. I didn't look into it deep enough to find out what Tennessee has done or what they didn't do. I'm going to look into that during the break. But that is that's where we are, and that's where we're headed. Now, expect to see my state and Florida probably adopt these things. South Carolina and Florida will adopt them last. Because Florida is, they're Florida. And South Carolina is always behind. We're always behind. We are never leading in anything. Well, we're leading in being last. We're always number one when it comes to being last. Does that make sense? Is that even grammatically correct? I don't know, but we're going to take a look at Tennessee when we get back, and we're also going to look at this Yahoo Secret Service agent who says she won't take a bullet for Trump. I don't think you looked at the job description, dear. This is Lock and Load.
pulse, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Ammunition Depot is a different ammunition place in that they strive to keep a level of ammunition on hand, a variety of ammunition on hand, all the calibers of ammunition on hand, and if it's on the website, it's in stock. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm going to give you the moral of the story now, and then I'm going to give you the story. The moral of the story is, if you don't want something to be found out, if you don't want a position to last forever, don't post it on the interwebs. Don't make a video about it. Don't put it on Facebook. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Otherwise, you come away looking like an idiot. Senior Secret Service agent out of the Denver office wrote on her Facebook page in October that she wouldn't want to take a bullet for President Trump. She deleted the post a few days later, but her attitude raises troubling questions about the agents who are supposed to defend the president, even if it means giving up their own lives. Coming from the Washington Examiner, we get this. She explained herself saying she viewed his presidential candidacy as a disaster for the country, and especially for women and minorities. Her name is Carrie O'Grady. She's a special agent in charge of the Secret Service's Denver District. Oversees coordination with Washington-based advance teams for all presidential candidate and presidential trips to the area, including all upcoming or future trips by the president, vice president, or Trump administration officials. Despite her senior security role, she has made her disdain for Trump and his incoming administration clear to her Facebook followers, which include current and former Secret Service agents and other people who were employees at the time of the posts. I find that to be entirely reprehensible. It is completely unprofessional. That is, being in the Secret Service is a little bit like being in the military. You are supposed to be above certain things, which is not to say that lots of military people don't make fools out of themselves, too. But I, myself, if you're going to get in the... In that kind of a profession, you need to be prepared to lose a little bit of yourself to it, like in the military. In one Facebook post, O'Grady wrote, at 11:07 p.m. on a Sunday in October, she endorsed Hillary Clinton and said she would endure jail time rather than taking a bullet for what she regarded as a disaster for America. Post didn't mention Trump by name, but clearly referred to him. In the same post, she mentioned the Hatch Act, which bars executive branch staff, except the president, vice president, and some other senior executive officials, from engaging in certain political activities. She wrote, as a public servant for nearly 23 years, I struggle not to violate the Hatch Act, so I keep quiet and skirt the median. To do otherwise can be a criminal offense for those in my position, despite the fact that I am expected to take a bullet for both sides. But this world has changed, and I have changed, and I would take jail time over a bullet or an endorsement for what I believe to be a disaster to this country and the strong and amazing women and minorities who reside here. Hatch Act be damned, I am with her. Turn in your badge, lady. Turn it in. This is the thing about liberals. They get out there and they think, well, some rules apply to me and some rules don't apply to me. And the ones that don't apply to me, be damned. Well, no, you be damned. You're damned, not the other way around. It doesn't matter what she thinks of the Hatch Act. She is in violation of the statute. Secret Service employees are among those federal employees subject to enhanced Hatch Act restrictions, including these two rules. May not post a comment to a blog or a social media site that advocates for or against a partisan political party, candidate for a partisan political office, or a partisan political group. May not use any email account or social media to distribute, send, or forward content that advocates for or against a partisan political party, candidate for partisan political office, or partisan political group. Secret Service will only say that they are investigating the matter, but that's clearly not good enough. How many other agents have similar feelings to O'Grady's? How many did she influence with her little post? Are any of them on the presidential security detail? You know, Secret Service is not exactly a bunch of choir boys. They've had some recent scandals. And it's not really confidence-inspiring to look at this, that the agency would investigate their own. Congress should initiate their own investigation of O'Grady and the men and women charged with protecting the president. I would love to see her go up against Trey Gowdy. O'Grady's published sentiments are a clear violation of the Hatch Act, but they're also a gross violation of professional conduct and ethics. She should lose her badge. She should lose her job. I don't know how hard it is to get into the Secret Service. Clearly, she is not suited for that kind of work. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, this is not rocket science to figure out. She crossed the line. Preferably, she should be fired and brought up on criminal charges for violating the statute. Meanwhile, the rest of us, who just elected a guy who claims and says and indicates that he's going to be working for everybody that have been neglected by the political classes, we get to sit back and wonder if because of this very narcissistic, self-centered, I'm really important, I've changed, the world has changed, Secret Service agent, whether the president's safety has been compromised. See, when you're a member of an organization, like in the military, when you're a member of a unit, a battalion, you're a member of a military organization. And everything you do reflects upon that military organization. And you have to take that into consideration when you're doing things. And we did. And we acted accordingly, which is not to say that people didn't show out. But yeah, my platoon, the significance of my platoon, for the 3 years I was in Europe, for example, we never came down on the police blotter, not once. No member of my platoon did that, because we took care of our own. And if Secret Service is going to look at this lady, they need to take real good care of her. When we get back, Obama commissioned something from the CDC, and they said suppressors are really good to save your hearing. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it.
You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. A really quick PSA from John Frazier, the Secretary of the National Rifle Association. Attention NRA voting members, your National Rifle Association Board of Directors is asking you to vote yes on important bylaws amendments to strengthen and protect the NRA. For more information, check your February NRA magazines and go to www.nrabylaws.com. Public service announcement for you. With the introduction of the Hearing Protection Act, Congress is, see, it's very important to remove suppressors from the National Firearms Act, because then that will pave the way for short-barreled rifles and short-barreled shotguns to be removed from the National Firearms Act, and it will also make it a little easier for you to make your firearm quieter. Now, I don't know. I'm told that suppressed firearms are more fun to shoot, but according to a report by the Obama administration's CDC's report on noise and lead at outdoor firing ranges, they're the only effective way to reduce the harmful noise levels. This is very bad. That statement is very bad to be out in the open. Well, it is for certain people. According to the report, the level of noise on the range tested was very concerning. So high that their instruments actually couldn't accurately record the levels. And I have no idea if this is an outdoor range or an indoor range. If you've ever noticed at any outdoor range, most of the time you have a static firing line surrounded by an overhead protection or something, almost always slanted a certain degree, which seems to bounce the noise around, and it's always with a concrete floor. So, I mean, it's when you pull the trigger, if you're not wearing ear pro, well, that's bad. It's still bad, even with electronic ear pro. It is bad because all that's doing is it's catching the sound coming straight back at it. But for some reason, it seems like the sound bouncing below it and everything seems to get through. From the CDC, noise monitoring results indicated that all participants' TWA noise exposures exceeded the NIOSH REL. I have no idea abbreviations stand for. Some exceeded the OSHA AL, but none exceeded the OSHA PEL. However, noise dosimeter, microphones, and electronic circuitry do not adequately capture peak noise levels above the maximum range of the instrument. Therefore, personal TWA noise measurements from gunfire noise using dosimeters should be interpreted cautiously. These measurements can underrepresent noise exposure and hearing low loss risk from gunfire noise. Sound level meter measurements revealed that peak noise levels during gunfire were greater than 160 decibels. Now, the CDC looked at a number of different solutions to reduce the exposure to the hazardous noise levels in shooting ranges and arrived at the same solution as every other logical gun owner. Well, as they said it, it was silencers. No, they actually use suppressors. That's good. The only potentially effective noise control method to reduce students' or instructors' noise exposure from gunfire is through the use of noise suppressors that can be attached to the end of the gun barrel. However, some states do not permit civilians to use suppressors on firearms. 8 don't. 8 states do not. 42 do. Now, some gun control activists claim that noise on shooting ranges isn't a health issue. Some gun control activists claim that gun noise is a safety feature of the gun. However, the CDC says otherwise, and the report is right there in black and white. And to borrow a phrase from them, the science is in, y'all. Sorry. The science is in. Right now, mainstream media, or as I call them, fake stream, are nearly unanimous that Trump is lying and presenting deliberate falsehoods to the American public about illegal votes tipping the majority to Hillary Clinton in the election. And the mantra is that there is no evidence. So Trump is losing his credibility. These are all in quotations, and will no longer be believed, which is hilarious because they couldn't care less about Trump's credibility. All of these warnings about lies coming from a president come at the hands of media outlets that rarely, if ever, use the word lie with regard to Obama's many prevarications on serious issues, such as the video causing the Benghazi attack, the Obamacare promise of keeping your plan and your doctor. Those were politically consequential lies that I don't recall CNN warning about, or, you know, as they were warning Trump about him losing his credibility today, even on Fox News, which isn't conservative, no matter what anybody tells me, they're not. Most commentators agree that it is a big mistake for Trump to make unfounded assertions on peripheral issues like inauguration crowd size and illegal voting. Of course, Charles Krauthammer got involved in this. He calls it a character issue. This is a guy. This is a guy that's a psychiatrist that somehow or other doesn't practice psychiatry, and yet he gets in there and starts doing a little psychoanalysis. Now, here's the thing about voter fraud. All right? We know two things about requirements to vote. You're supposed to be an American citizen to vote. And every time we get out there and try to have a national voter ID, it gets stricken down by some court. Now, California, as an example, which Hillary Clinton ran the clock up on. They have adopted a system for granting voter registration to people receiving driver's licenses, the motor voter thing. If the applicants don't specify illegal alien status at the time, they receive a license that entitles them to register and vote. So, in other words, they say, okay, are you here illegally? No. Well, then you, welcome to America. Even if they do specify that they're here illegally, they still get a license where the distinction is hard to see. Illegal aliens aside, there is the question of people voting under the name of other people, especially the dead, who have not been purged from the voting rolls, which we know about this. John Fund has written and co-authored two well-documented books on the extent of voter fraud. Now FakeStream wants proof of Trump's assertions, opening the door for the Trump administration to conduct a detailed investigation on voter fraud. And that might have been the strategy the whole time. Trump led them around like puppets. When that investigation will be attacked as an effort at voter suppression, the Trump administration will have media demands for data to point to. And there you go. This is why he won. Right before he left office, Obama got out there and said, we're the only country in the advanced world that makes it harder to vote rather than easier. And this dates back to when there was an ugly history to that we should not be shy about talking about. We're the outlier in terms of not having voter ID there, ex-president. When we get back, Congress is looking at overturning the Social Security backdoor gun grab. This is Lock and Load.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Congressional lawmakers are going to look at a final rule issued by Obama in December that stomps on the Second Amendment rights of Social Security beneficiaries. This would be a mammoth gun grab. According to the NRA Institute for Legislative Action, his Social Security rule qualifies SSI and disability insurance recipients as mental defectives and therefore incapable of legally owning guns. The rule allows those affected to file a petition for restoration of their Second Amendment rights, yet tens of thousands of legal gun owners must now prove their possession of firearms will not harm public safety or the public interest, even though the government never established or tried to establish the contrary. NRA Executive Director Chris Cox, praised Congress's decision in a Wednesday statement. Congress's decision to review the Obama administration's backdoor gun grab is a significant step forward in restoring the fundamental constitutional rights of many law-abiding gun owners. The NRA has been fighting this unconstitutional government overreach since it was first discussed, and we look forward to swift congressional action to overturn it. Next up should be the VA. Next up should be the VA. In addition to that, coming from WhiteHouse.gov, we get this. Under the heading, Stand Up for Our Law Enforcement Community, we get this statement. One of the fundamental rights of every American is to live in a safe community. The Trump administration will empower our law enforcement officers to do their jobs and keep our streets free of crime and violence. The Trump administration will be a law and order administration. President Trump will honor our men and women in uniform and will support their mission of protecting the public. The dangerous anti-police atmosphere in America is wrong. The Trump administration is going to end it. Later on in the statement, it turns to the important role armed citizens play in law and order. Supporting law enforcement means supporting our citizens' ability to protect themselves. We will uphold American Second Amendment rights at every level of our judicial system. The pledge to support gun rights via the judicial system is an outworking of Trump's October 9th pledge to save the Second Amendment from people like Hillary Clinton. He made this pledge during a presidential debate. His entire statement, "I am looking to appoint judges very much in the mold of Justice Scalia, people that will respect the Constitution of the United States, and I think that this is so important. Also, the Second Amendment, which is totally under siege by people like Hillary Clinton." Statement posted to WhiteHouse.gov shows that Trump is doing exactly what he pledged to do. This is some good stuff. Outstanding stuff, even. Although I was unable to find anything about Tennessee, which is sort of bugging me a little bit. The thing to keep in mind with all of these things that we see. First of all, Schumer is out there right now saying that unless Trump does not put somebody in the Supreme Court that he approves of, he's going to stop him. And this is where McConnell is going to have to lead, I'm afraid. I mean, he needs to be better than Harry Reid. Harry Reid got out there with the nuclear option. When Trump comes forward, right, with his, and this is the way we ensure that these guys do what they got to do. We need to start getting on these senators and saying, we want the thermonuclear option. We want you guys just to have a simple majority vote. Okay? We want to see the chains moved on the field. Okay? We want you to get a bunch of things done. We want you to perform. And if you do that, not only do you not have to worry about retaining power, you'll probably get those eight senators to where you can have the filibuster-proof Senate, and then you can take the rules back to where they were. You, as the leader, can do that, sir. And stop worrying about how they look. Republicans, if you consider yourself to be conservatives and constitutionalists and not just game players, this is what you got to understand. The media hates you. The left hates you. I'm not going to use the word liberals with these guys anymore, because liberals are actually somebody we could work with because they're pro-America and pro-small government and everything else. I'm going to take the word back. They're progressives. They're the left. People, progressive leftists, hate you. You're not going to win that one. Nobody's going to like you. But a part of America put you in power. And so you owe it to them to perform. You owe it to them to perform. Who, you know, all of these rules that you guys work with and everything else, they're not meant to keep you from being able to do something, are they? Really? I mean, isn't that something we need to seriously consider when we're talking about some of this stuff? I mean, Schumer, right now they're holding up the confirmation of Sessions. They're holding up the confirmation of DeVos. And this is a simple temper tantrum, because they're going to end up 0-8 on that one. And Schumer's going to be looking bad. He's the new minority leader. And this is the hill he's going to make his stand on, is going to be with the Supreme Court. And that's not what happened in the election. The election happened the way it happened in order to make sure that we have a conservative Supreme Court, that we get more Supreme Court justices to tip that balance. That way, for a while, it is time to make that happen. Everything else, be damned. As O'Grady said, Hatch Act, be damned. Well, okay, the rules of the Senate, be damned. So, That's what's got to happen. That's what I want to see. And I mean, that's something that'll be a real easy something. That's a smart bomb. You fire, you forget it, you move on to the next thing. There's a whole lot of work to be done here. A whole lot of work to be done here. Just to get where we need to be. And I'll tell you what I think is going to happen, like, say, for example, with all of this stuff that he's talking about with the voter ID stuff, or the illegal voting, voter fraud. He knows there's data out there. And so they want to see the data, and he's going to produce the data. Jill Stein got some of it for him out of Detroit. And he's going to produce some other data, and he'll come up with all this other data. And then he's going to set the stage for a national voter ID to keep this from happening. And it will be the fake stream media that brought it up. So, look for that to be something that might be sort of a thing. It's sort of funny. I find it sort of funny. I mean, I'm not trying to be too facetious about that. Now, coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense, CEO and founder. We're going to talk some Second Call Defense, some other things going on in the nation today. Third hour, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse, who Rob and I and probably Dr. John Adine of the DRGO and whoever else we can rope in. In April in Atlanta, we're going to be at the NRA meetup thing, and we're going to do something. We're going to do something. We're going to have some fun doing it, but I want to do something that if anybody that's there, if they want to attend, I mean, come by and check it out. But I want to do something with those guys just to have a little bit of fun. I may set something up and just do something every day that's going on at the Second Call Defense booth. So, that notwithstanding. So, we've got hour number two coming up. Coming up next, Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.